The Osgood File, sponsored by Pure Silk Moisturizing Shave Cream for Women, made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood. This has been a hot summer, which can be bad.
We've seen changes in our snowpack, for instance. They disappear 2 to 3 weeks earlier.
Except when it's good.
Plenty of sunshine and the heat. It just keeps the peaches and the trees growing.
More after this from Charlie. A group of us took the drive to Montana to visit Glacier National Park a few summers ago, saw a grizzly, saw a moose, and we stayed in Sperry Lodge near Sperry Glacier, or what's left of Sperry Glacier. And Corey Holloway, who's been a guide at the park for 15 years, says there's even less now.
Personally, it's sad. I mean, I have kids that I would love to be able for them to see this, you know, and it just keeps getting smaller.
Dan Fagre is a scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey.
We've had a 50-year decline overall on average of the snowpack, and snow feeds everything that you see here. I mean, all the trees, the streams, and so forth are all directly impacted by the snowpack.
Glacier will still be gorgeous. It's just that tourists will wonder who decided to call it Glacier National Park. But then there are places where the heat is welcome. Washington State, for example, which expects a better-than-usual apple crop, and Maryland, where University of Maryland agronomist Dave Myers says the peaches will be even peachier.
When you think about quality fruit, you think about something that's sweet and has good flavor. And, of course, if you get too much water, you tend to lose both of those components. You wash out the flavor as well as the sweetness.
So less water is actually good news for apples, peaches, and, according to Jordan Harris at the Tararo Winery in Leesburg, Virginia, grapes.
The flavor itself will start to get more developed, so it's going to have a richer body to it. I actually expect this to probably be up there with the best vintage.
Let's have a bottle of your finest 2012 Summer Drought Grenache, please. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.